Tides of Change. Coming of Age in Newtown, Bonavista Bay. Written by Neil Rideout. Narrated by James Blackmore. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. TFO. Introduction. Growing up in Newtown, Bonavista Bay, during the 1970s and 1980s, was a unique experience that blended centuries-old traditions with the winds of change sweeping across Newfoundland. This ebook aims to capture the essence of childhood and adolescence in this small coastal community during a pivotal time in its history. Nestled along the rugged shoreline of Bonavista Bay, Newtown was more than just a dot on the map. It was a vibrant tapestry of lives interwoven with the sea, the land, and each other. For generations, the rhythm of life here had been dictated by the ebb and flow of tides, the changing seasons, and the migration patterns of cod. But as the 1970s dawned and progressed into the 1980s, new currents of change began to ripple through the community. In these pages, you will be transported to a world where children still ran freely along the shore, their laughter mingling with the cries of seagulls. You will feel the bite of winter wind and the warmth of summer bonfires. You will hear the creak of fishing boats at dawn and the hum of storytelling sessions that stretched long into the night. This was a time of transition. The old ways, handed down through generations, began to mingle with new technologies and ideas seeping in from the outside world. Television sets flickered to life in living rooms that once knew only the glow of kerosene lamps. The one-room schoolhouse gave way to larger, regional schools. And while some young people still followed their parents onto fishing boats, others began to dream of university education in St. John's or beyond. Through personal anecdotes, historical context, and cultural insights, we'll explore what it meant to come of age in Newtown during these transformative decades. We'll delve into the daily rhythms of family life, the challenges and joys of education in a small outport, and the economic realities that shape the community. We'll celebrate the rich traditions that bound the community together and examine how these traditions evolved as the world around Newtown changed. This is not just a story of nostalgia, though there's plenty to be nostalgic about. It's a chronicle of resilience, of a community adapting to change while striving to maintain its unique identity. It's a tale of childhood spent in a place where everyone knew your name, where the line between family and community often blurred, and where the harsh realities of life on the edge of the North Atlantic fostered a spirit of mutual support and ingenuity. As we journey through the following chapters, we'll witness the gradual transformation of Newtown from a relatively isolated fishing village to a community increasingly connected to the wider world. We'll see how global events and decisions made in distant capitals rippled out to touch lives in this small corner of Newfoundland. For those who lived it, this book will be a trip down memory lane, evoking the sights, sounds, and smells of a childhood by the sea. For others, it offers a window into a way of life that, while changed, continues to shape the character of Newfoundland and its people. So come along as we cast our nets into the waters of memory, pulling up stories of hardship and joy, tradition and change, and the unique experience of growing up in Newtown, Bonavista Bay, in the 1970s and 1980s. This is more than just a local history. It's a celebration of a place and time that helped shape the Newfoundland we know today. Chapter 1. The Setting. Newtown and Bonavista Bay. Newtown is a small fishing community nestled on the northeastern coast of Newfoundland in the expanse of Bonavista Bay. The town, with its colorful clapboard houses clinging to the rocky shore.